now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
And on that happy note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto out in the West Coast. You, Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. But we never mention their names. It's kind of like being in love or not. 1-800-878-PLAY, as I said, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And if you want to bother Joe on his day off, at JoeSpano56. Look, in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go. It's about all the various different ways, platforms, devices you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe, knowing all about the devices, he would fill you in. Me, not so much, although I do know if you have a tablet, if you have a watch, if you have, you know, a laptop that you're traveling around with, maybe you do a little work out of your hotel room as you're traveling somewhere. Maybe the boss has you on the go. You're in Salt Lake City. You're in L.A., wherever the concept is, and where it puts you. Guess what? You can get you some Spano and Black on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. All the devices, all the platforms. Heck, you could start with our home award-winning homepage, which there's a Listen Live button right there. Click on it. You got the show live. Plus, it gives you access to all the various different interviews that we've done over the years. Not only us, but the Jefe, Tittle, you name it. It's all up there on the site. And it's the world of sports, the world of entertainment, world of music, world of literature. You know, it's there. It sounds like a trip to Disney World. But with that being said, most important to us, the American Forces Radio Network. The guys and girls that protect our freedoms, whether it's domestic, whether it's overseas. We live in some pretty tense times. They're in danger a lot. They don't always get a taste of home. Cell phone calls once in a while, a letter from mom and dad, an email. You know what the story is. Here in the attack, we'd like to give them a little warmth, a little comfort on the days that maybe they're not feeling so good. That being said, we'll set the table on the other side for a big Monday edition of the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We got a huge show in front of us today. Huge, huge. No travel bans here. The NFL, of course, taking front and center stage, not because of the Pro Bowl. I'll barely touch on that. It did get a little chippy. But it a lot of movement in a National Football League, and some stories that, you know, are not the greatest things to have to talk about, as always. But we'll start with the National Football League, work our way into the NBA, which is turning into a bit of a drama club itself, in that as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline, you're hearing these stories about who's not happy where and who wants to be moved. Of course, the current big headline is whether or not Carmelo Anthony will remain a New York Knick. Phil Jackson would love to get him out of town, it appears, at this point. Carmelo, not so much. But if he has an opportunity to go to a contender, most likely spot being the Clippers, perhaps they can get that worked out. But with all that being said, there's drama in other cities, too. Jimmy Butler and what's going on in Chicago. It looks like it's not a match made in heaven going on there. The mayor, Fred Hoiberg, should have stayed at Iowa State. And Tom Thibodeau should have been left alone, and he'd probably be the preeminent coach in the National Basketball Association, with the exception of Pop. So, you know, with all that being said, let's go to the National Football League. And we got some other stories lined up as well. Tennis, golf, the whole nine. It's going to be a big Monday edition. But with that being said, National Football League, we're now in Super Bowl week. We'll be dealing with media day and all that kind of good stuff. What's your favorite tree? What's your favorite color? You know, if you could have sex with an inanimate object, what would that object be? You know, all that kind of good stuff, the fun questions they get asked. There'll be scantily clad women who have press credentials there. Joe and I won't be there to ogle them, unfortunately, but, you know, that's how it is. Houston's all set to welcome them. And Roger Goodell, perhaps, and I don't want to say that he's a wagering man, but perhaps he put some money down on the Atlanta Falcons in this football game, hoping that they will end up being the team that he has to hand the Lombardi Trophy to. But we will find out. I guess let's start with the nonsense of the Pro Bowl and get that out of the way. You know, it was an okay game, I guess, as far as these football games go. You know, it people being unhappy because they got hit too hard in a football game, which is kind of unique in itself. Yeah, Jimmy Graham throwing a temper tantrum. And I guess that's what Roger Goodell was looking for. A little intrigue, a little interest, a little storyline. You know? You get a late interception that Lorenzo Alexander makes and laterals it to Akia Tlaib. And he gets within 13 yards of the end zone. He gets run down by the quarterback. And, hey, you know, all right. Alexander nails Jimmy Graham. Alexander evidently decided to play football. And, you know, look, I mean, I'll give Kirk Cousins for being competitive and chasing it down the sideline. But, boy, oh, boy, if I'm Washington, even though you're in the process of maybe having to franchise him yet again, I'm not so sure I want to see that happening. You know, the game itself, the usual stuff. There wasn't a ton of hitting in it. I watched like about 5 minutes of it. And I watched Philip Rivers get gently placed to the ground. As soon as he was in the grasp of the tackler, I believe it was Geno Atkins, if I remember correctly. Referee blew the whistle so fast that, you know, you would have thought it was up and downs. But, you know, look, it's in Orlando. I guess, you know, the wives aren't happy, but the players, they don't have to take the haul over there. Cousins was 14 of 20. Breeze was 10 of 19. Prescott was 7 of 13. Everybody got time. Dalton, 10 of 12. Smith, 6 of 8. Rivers, 7 of 11. Yeah. They don't rush the ball much because they don't want these guys to get hit. So it wasn't really much going on there. Beckham Jr. had a pretty nice game. A couple of nice plays. 6 for 93. T.Y. Hilton, 5 for 58. And that was it. Roger was happy because, you have to be honest about these things when you're talking about them. There was a little bit of juice in the building. I'm not exactly sure why, but there was a little bit of juice in the building. It was sold out or close to it. I think they gave away a lot of tickets. But, you know, the whole thing revolving around being in Orlando and Disney World and fan-friendly and family-friendly and all that kind of good stuff. It's a nice jolt for the city, which is good. In the downtime, they give them a little bit of something to something, 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 something to talk about. And, you know, you go from there. Is it something I need to watch? No, not really. But, you know, it's okay. Tight. So, you know, Roger got another year with the Pro Bowl. I'm still not exactly sure why they play it, but they do. And nothing to complain about in this year's game. No, it really wasn't. I watched a little of the skill set thing before I was heading out yesterday. Day before yesterday, excuse me. With quarterbacks throwing to wide receivers, and they had the they had them in stationary positions, but doing a one-handed grab and a sideline grab and everything. And that was kind of cool. Somebody came up with a decent idea there. But all in all, again, nothing to write home about. And, you know, look, it's part of the fabric of the league. It's a reward to certain players. It does matter to them. In that sometimes bonuses are tied in and all that kind of good stuff. So they'd have to rewrite contracts and or just name the team and then not play the game. But, you know, again, it beats playing it in front of a half-empty house in Honolulu. And, you know, looks like they had fun. Again, Jimmy Graham throwing a temper tantrum because he got clocked. That's it. You know, that was kind of the highlight of the game for me. Actually, what do you mean we're playing contact football? What the hell? So that was kind of fun, and I enjoyed that a little bit. But with all that being said, another one in the books, and we go into Super Bowl week. And, you know, the storyline, of course, is, and everybody is assuming that it's going to be the Patriots that come out of this game. And in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. And we'll be talking about that at the end of the week, of course, and in the buildup to it as we get towards Super Bowl weekend and eventually Super Bowl Sunday. But with that being said, the storyline thus far, and I think it will change as we go further into the week, is what would it mean if Roger Goodell has to hand the trophy, the Lombardi trophy, to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Well, here's what it would mean. It would mean a really uncomfortable moment for the commissioner of a game that's been struggling with a PR image for a while. What it would mean is these guys would have to show a little bit of tact and a little bit of grace, and they'll be everybody zooming in with their iPhones and various different cameras to see if they could get the eye roll or the uncomfortable grimace or the I want to get off the stage as quickly as I can moment between the commissioner and Tom Brady or the commissioner and Bill Belichick or the commissioner and Robert Kraft. And you know, for all the stuff that they're talking about with these guys and the potential and I'll say potential of an uncomfortable moment on the platform. You know, don't forget the wild card is Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft is a pretty classy guy. Had a couple too many last week, but he's a pretty classy guy. And with that being said, any awkwardness, any moment, will probably be smoothed over by a guy that knows how to handle himself in public. We'll pick it up right there and then move on to other things in the National Football League right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. You know, it's, again, National Football League. We're getting into it now. And it's Super Bowl week. We'll have a lot of guests for you as we get further into the week. Some high-profile guys, as we always do. But with that being said, there's always news in the league. And again, overriding storyline, at least at the start of the week, and I guarantee you on Media Day, they will have the dumb questions of, Tom, will you accept the trophy if Roger Goodell hands, you know, all the stupid stuff that will be going on. And it is usually, you know, they get their every once in a while serious questions in there, but they also get the idiocy in there as well. And you just have to be prepared for it and accept it. And that's just the way it's going to go. But, you know, with all that being said, it is a relevant question given the history. You know, Goodell would get booed when he goes up to the podium to present the trophy to no matter who it is. And let's not forget that. Whether it's Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan, whether or not it's Robert Kraft and Tom Brady. But again, you know, let's not forget the kind of human being Robert Kraft is and the reality of, look, he's Roger Goodell is, and I'm far from being a Roger Goodell apologist, but Roger Goodell is one of those polarizing figures in the world of sports, as commissioners usually are. And, you know, whether it's Gary Bettman, you know, Bud Selig in the old day, you know, whoever. These guys make decisions in a major sports league that determine the quality of play, the integrity, and all the other things that go on within the world of sports. And, you know, right now, he is the polarizing figure. You know, Rob Manfred, not so much. Bettman, it's a sport that people aren't paying a ton of attention to anymore. I mean, to the point where hockey came out with its top 100 of all time, and their PR people couldn't even get people on the major talk shows. And I don't even know if they tried. Now, you would think if you're putting your top 100 people, whoever played the sport, out there for public consumption in concert with your 100th year as a league, you might want to get your PR firms involved and try to get some of these guys who are still around, the Lemieux and the Gretzky's and all these guys. You know, you think you might want to interview Wayne Gretzky? I would. But they made no effort to do it. And that's typical of their league. That's why they're a second-class citizen now. Well, the National Football League deals with similar issues, except their PR issues are very well known and for all the wrong reasons. Well, you know, Roger Goodell is in that unenviable position of having to run that league. He gets very well compensated for it. He makes $27 million a year. So nobody's going to hold a pity party for him. But then he gets put in these situations where the showcase game of his sport is overshadowed by whether or not, with everything that goes on and with the suspension of Tom Brady at the beginning of the year and all the vitriol that went on between them, that particular organization, the player involved, the coach, whether or not it will make an awkward moment should New England win the football game. You know, and that's the big S, should. So, you know, again, It'll be the overriding storyline at the beginning of the week until we get further in. Everybody's assuming that Atlanta's not going to win this football game. And you know something, if I'm Dan Quinn and I'm coaching this football team, I have no issue with that storyline going forward. Really don't. Feel free. Make it all about Roger Goodell. Make it all about Tom Brady. Who's going to get the trophy where? That's awesome. That is awesome. Do it. Seriously, do it. They'll be completely happy with that. Because it takes all the focus off their football team, all the focus off the preparation, and all the various things that go on. And it allows that team to just get ready to play some football without the spotlight being shined on them. And guess what? You know, they may come out and just surprise a couple of people. Not me, but a couple of people. And ultimately, That's what it's going to come down to. You know, everybody's just assuming that New England's going to walk over Atlanta. Look, you know, you start out with a distinct advantage. You have the best coach in the game and, you know, arguably the best quarterback in the history of the game. But you're going up against a really good head football coach who, although his team fooled us last year, didn't fool us this year. They played some damn good football and deserve to be where they're at. And more than likely, the MVP of the league. So, you know, storylines abound. We know what the early line's going to be, but storylines do abound. And to me, that in itself is great. And, you know, again, they're in a nice area. Houston, you know, granted, it's not New Orleans. We get that. It's not L.A. Okay. But Houston's a terrific city. All kinds of stuff to do down there. They're not going to be lacking for entertainment. And it should end up being a fun week. And if that ends up being the case, they could end up with pretty damn good Super Bowl Long Island. It just, if you'll get the joke if you look at the Roman numerals. You know. So we'll check it out. It'll be a fun week. Like I said, lots of guests coming up here. But you know, once they get past this idiotic storyline of whether or not, you know, Tom Brady's gonna stiff arm, give the Heisman to Roger Goodell, we'll see how it plays out. Either way, he's gonna be booed. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, we've got a lot of storylines going on in the National Football League. Let me start with the GMs, because I'm kind of bummed about one that I have to talk about. But John Lynch going to get hired out in San Francisco as their general manager. Guy with no front office experience, has been in the running. He's never had an urge to be a head football coach, at least not one that I'm aware of. But he certainly has had interest in being in upper management. And the 49ers are committing to him with a 6-year deal. Compensation unannounced. General managers don't get 6-year deals. You know, now look, John Lynch, he has his Bay Area roots with Stanford. You know, he played an elite level of safety in the National Football League. Denver, Tampa Bay. You know, this is a roll of the dice by ownership. Their dice rolls have not gone so well. But he certainly has a pedigree as a player. It's not unprecedented. All you have to do is look to Denver. Elway had no upper management experience when he got the job. But, you know, it looks as if they're pretty firm and committed. Kyle Shanahan has been offered the same deal, a 6-year deal, which evidently Lynch is in concert with. Now, whether or not Shanahan accepts it or not remains to be seen. But there's a couple things I like about this, and I like very little about the 49ers. John Lynch, I don't know if he can pick the groceries or not. That's ultimately going to be the test. As I said, he's got the pedigree. It's all good. I'm seeing that the 49ers' idea was to have the head coach and the GM tied together in length of contract. So Shanahan's going to get offered the 6-year deal. I'm not buying that so much. What I am buying is that I'm sure they discussed with John Lynch, and they actually got this aspect of it right. They hired the GM before they actually hired the head football coach. It's amazing how many organizations just don't do that. But they put in place a guy who has a good football pedigree. His leadership has never been questioned. His acumen, according to people who have been around him, is first rate. And whether or not he succeeds will depend on what management will or will not let him do and in what period of time. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. More GM talk right after this. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And with that being said, welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. At Bob Black 71 is where you need to go if you want to do a little Twitter thing. And we're talking about San Francisco. And I don't know how it's going to play out. Obviously, production on the field is what matters. But John Lynch getting hired on a six-year deal, and it looks like, and I would imagine that come Monday, Kyle Shanahan will be their head football coach. And perhaps, which I'll be curious to see whether or not they bring Mike Shanahan in some kind of consultant role or whatever. But I'm not so sure that they want to do that. You know, I can understand why with Lynch's lack of front office experience, but I could also understand you don't want the looming shadow of Mike Shanahan over you if you're John Lynch. And it, from all appearances, it seems as if the Niners did their due diligence before they made the hire. They had interviews with 9 general manager candidates, none of which were Lynch, ironically enough. And it came down to 2. Elliot Wolf, son of the Wolf, and Brian Gutekunst. Be careful with that one. Green Bay Packer executives. And they ruled themselves out. They were in the final 4. And then Terry McDonough from the Cardinals and George Patton. They talked to them over the weekend. And then they decided on Lynch. And I mean, obviously he did get interviewed, because you don't hire somebody to have a job without some kind of interview. But he must have blown them away during the process because they didn't let him leave. And he's going to be running the ship. Now, what I like about this, even though the experience isn't there on the part of Lynch, is twofold. By putting him to a 6-year deal and the York family committing to this 6-year deal, they're telling you that they're going to break it down and build it up. It's going to be a process. And I get that. And I'm glad they're doing it that way. Look, San Francisco, being one of their preeminent franchises, iconic franchise, you know, it you talk about the success they've had over decades. It hasn't been that way for a while, you know, with the exception of Harbaugh stuck in there. Turning the page from him, it's been a series of colossal errors. And it seems as if, at least on the surface, that the Niners are going to try to do it the right way. Now, again, we don't know if Kyle Shanahan can coach, at least as a head football coach. We know he can coordinate. We don't know if Lynch can pick groceries. We're going to find out. But, you know, it's funny. I'm looking at their depth chart. And, I mean, they have nothing. They have nothing. You know, it on the CBS, to give you an idea, on the CBS depth chart, left defensive end and right defensive end are blank. So the players are either hurt, not under contract. You know, I mean, it's ugly. It's ugly. And they're building from the ground up. I mean, there's just not much there. They've got a couple of players, you know. I mean, to be fair about it, they've got a couple of players. But honestly, this is as much of a ground up setup as I've seen with a football team in a long time. I mean, we talked about the hirings in Jacksonville and, you know, that kind of stuff. And you can see where there's a level of talent. You know, but on this team, the offensive line's pretty good. Staley and Beatles and, you know, Kilgore's a pretty good player. But there's not much in the skill set positions. Carlos Hyde, obviously. Kersey, Patton. Guys better served as second and third options. You know, Torrey Smith, who's well past it as far as his ability to be an impact anything. You know, Jeremy Curley, I mean, is that the guy you're... No, you're not building around him. Solid players, role players, but that's it. So they got, you know, it's all about talent. They got to get some talent. It's literally as simple as that. And it's on both sides of the football. You know, there's a couple of guys that they will keep. And there's a whole bunch of these guys that are going to be looking for work. Maybe not next year. But they're going to get weeded out very quickly. And I, you know, look, let's be honest about it. It's every general manager has the opportunity to come in. And not everybody's on board with Lynch, by the way. You know, they all these candidates out there. Well, you know, there's a reason why they're assistants and they haven't run their own ship. And again, it's not unprecedented. But boy, they better get it right. I mean, yeah, like I said, there's talent. A little bit. But most of it's gone and long gone. I'm even looking on the defensive side of the ball. There ain't much there. It's not much there. You know, they're going to have to really retool this team in a hurry. And, you know, something, and that's one of those things, too. I mean, if you're one of those guys for whatever reason gets left out in the cold, make sure your agent has the 49ers on speed dial. Because if you don't think you're getting a fair shake in another organization, or you end up just being squeezed out with a numbers crunch or something along those lines, there could be work in San Francisco. But they have some heavy lifting to do. But as I said, you know, look, it you certainly have opportunity. And with those six-year deals, as I said, you've got a pretty damn good opportunity to get work and walk in the door. And it's going to be a time-consuming situation. And what I mean by that is the York family obviously is going to be patient, at least with the length of the contracts that they put together. Because if these guys are tied together at the hip, and they will be, 6 years. You know, usually after two, the pressure's on. Three, maybe you get that third year. Fourth, you're out the door. I don't think that's going to happen in this case. They'll get that fifth year. Now, 5 years, pressure-wise, if you're not producing by that point in time, yeah. You know, if Lynch made a lot of bad decisions, he'll be out the door and Shanahan will be following him. Or they'll both go out together. But, you know, it if you're a Niner fan, I think you have cause for optimism. I really do. And just because of that, and I'm totally serious. When you've got a chance to, what's the best way of putting it? It back when I was doing performing, and I'd do a script, you know, whether it was a stage script or a television script, whatever the circumstances were, I always relished the opportunity to be the person who's allowed to do the footprint, to put the footprint on the page. And what I mean by that is nobody's done it before. So when you have the opportunity to put your feet in the cement and leave your mark, some people rise to the occasion, some people don't. If John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan rise to the occasion, probably around 3 years from now, we'll be talking about them sneaking back into the playoffs. And then maybe 4 years from now or 5 years from now, we'll be talking about them being a legitimate Super Bowl threat. Now, they've got to get it right. And this draft is going to give them said opportunity to get it right. They have the second pick. Some of the mocks have them taking quarterbacks. Some of them having defensive linemen. There's so much need on this team that, quite honestly, if you ain't sure, then go with the sure thing. And what I mean by that is, look, if DeShone Kizer ain't your guy, if Trubisky ain't your guy, then either trade out because you have so much need, or pick the stud offensive lineman or defensive lineman or wide receiver. You know, the list goes on and on. There's not a position on that field that the 49ers don't have need, except running back. And I'd still be tempted by Leonard Fournette, but they're not going to. But honestly, with that being said, whoever that player is, grab them and don't look back. And don't give a damn about what the talk shows are saying and anything else. Just deal with it. Because the second round's going to come around and you're going to get that too. Like I said, you know, I would imagine with Lynch that when the opportunity, as soon as he settles into that desk and into that chair, the phone's going to be ringing off the hook. What do you want for the second pick? And they're going to have to make the hard call. Do we try to get what we consider the franchise quarterback? Or do we stock the cabinet with a lot of canned goods? And it's a relevant question, and we'll finish up hour one with that right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Oh, yeah. Back with the attack. Well, you're paying for this, let me tell you. I went to Niners Wire, so I got to give credit to it. Draft analyst, NFL.com, Chad Reuter, has a three-round mock out there. And he's got Myles Garrett going with the number two pick. Well, we'll see. I mean, he's considered the best player in the draft. We'll see how it plays out, you know. Because, like I said, Cleveland has a whole lot to fill in the gaps with as well, and depending on what they feel about the quarterback situation. Again, it's all fluid. But he has Garrett McCaffrey going in the second round, number 34 overall. And that actually makes sense. That would be a nice two-headed situation in the backfield with Carlos Hyde and Christian McCaffrey, because don't forget, no matter who's playing quarterback for the Niners, they're going to have to take a lot of pressure off them by trying to control the ball. So that's going to matter. And then he has them taking a flyer with Brad Kaya, the quarterback out of Miami, in the third round, which would be a good place to take a quarterback in a very, shall we say, questionable group of quarterbacks in this draft. That's a no-lose. He works out, you know, and he passed at an incredibly high rate, 60% in college. Yeah, we'll see. But again, intriguing with the Niners. They're a done deal. We'll be after the Super Bowl, and we'll see how it plays out for them. More attack on the other side. Stay tuned for the news. We're going to continue with the National Football League and then evolve into other things. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six people are dead, eight others injured following an attack on a mosque in Quebec, Canada last night. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau calling the incident a terrorist attack on Muslims. It happens as people were praying at the mosque. Both shooters were arrested. President Donald Trump's senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, defending the president's travel ban on seven Muslim-majority nations.
The upside being greater protection of our borders, of our people, it's a small price to pay.
Judges have been busy since that order was issued. As many as 60 individuals detained at Dulles Airport outside Washington, the latest to get action from a judge to allow them to go home.
Those detained are legal permanent residents of the United States, but are citizens of the seven countries identified in President Trump's executive order.
That's Frank Hammond. This is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep. I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less. Like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Most of my family is in Iran. They have green cards to come here. And now they can't come here. I can't see my family anymore.
That woman at Los Angeles International Airport protesting President Trump's travel ban. Republican Senator John McCain also expressing very serious concerns about it when he appears on CBS's Face the Nation.
It is a confused process which... The good news is that it's only the pause. Bad news is that obviously this process and these conclusions were not vetted.
Those remarks by McCain, as well as a joint statement McCain and fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham issue against the executive order, raising the president's anger. In a Twitter message, President Trump calls the two former presidential candidates who are weak on immigration. Delta planes are in the air again now that a ground stop for all Delta flights in the U.S. has ended. The company saying computer systems are up and running after an hours-long nationwide outage on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Signature gatherings begun for a proposed ballot measure that pushes for California's independence. California Secretary of State Alexis Padilla giving the green light to the Yes California group on Friday. Cal exit supporters must now gather at least 585,000 voter signatures in order for the California Nationhood Petition Initiative to qualify for the ballot. A Reuters Ipsos poll released this past Tuesday found just 32% of California residents support the state's independence.
Well, he was a former naval officer.
That's White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer defending President Donald Trump's move to place Chief Strategist Steve Bannon on the National Security Council. Spicer says Bannon's got the credentials.
He's got a tremendous understanding of the world and the geopolitical landscape that we have now.
Spicer speaking on ABC's This Week. The latest suspense thriller from director M. Night Shyamalan remains this week's top movie in North America. Here's Karen Johnson.
Split earned an additional $26 million for a total of $78 million in domestic ticket sales since its release 2 weeks ago. Coming in second is A Dog's Purpose, which made just over $18 million in its debut weekend. Rounding out this week's top five are Hidden Figures, Resident Evil, The Final Chapter, and La La Land.
And first treated for it in 2012, California Governor Jerry Brown will be treated again for prostate cancer. His doctor says Brown's prognosis is excellent. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Attack. Take the music down. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto out on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, quite frankly, it's not about the affiliates. I mean, we love them. We're happy to be there. It's all about radio on the go. If you're in your car, if you're heading somewhere, chances are pretty good you're either listening to Sirius and you can find us there. You're listening to your Bluetooth, some kind of device. Guess what? We're there. It's TuneIn, Stitcher, it's iHeart, all the devices, all the various platforms that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Attack. And when it comes right down to it, it's a mobile life. It's a quick life. You're in the office 1 minute, you're out on the road the next minute. You're working from home 1 minute, you're training the next minute. You're all over the place. And if you're all over the place and you're looking to drown out the noise, and there's plenty of it out there in the real world, well, it's all about being able to tune in and grab you some Spano and Black Attack. Go to our award-winning website as well. Click on the Listen Live button. There we are. And you're all good to go. And all the interviews are there. If you want to retro something out, we're going to have amazing interviews during the course of this week leading up to Super Bowl Friday, Football Friday for us, where Joe and I will make our picks. And going forward from there, you know, for us, the most important thing, and we talk about it all the time, the American Forces Radio Network. And the guys and girls that defend this country, whether it's domestic, whether it's abroad, they need a little love from home. We'd like to think we give them a little bit. On the other side, more NFL, and then we'll dive into the rest of the world of sports right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Best sports talk around. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Jim Irsay bringing us back to the... No, maybe not. I shouldn't make fun of somebody. It's trying to keep it together. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Been talking general managers, and we're going to continue that in this next segment before we get to a story that I'm not really too thrilled to have to talk about. But, the Colts have also hired a general manager. And, you know, look, it when you're a bad organization, and they are, and the Indianapolis Colts are going in that direction too, and they're trying to get it together. Look, when I talk about organizations, I always try to look at the bigger picture. And Chris Ballard has himself some job to do in Indianapolis. But he starts with a better scenario than John Lynch does, because Chris Ballard has himself Andrew Luck. And, you know, look, the talent level on the Kansas City Chiefs is undeniable. He's been a big part of that. You know, he's not the only guy, but he's been a big part of it. And a number of teams looked at him. The Bears, the Titans, Niners. He's coming in. It's a new sheriff in town, Chuck Pagano. Well, pay attention. You know, I'm assuming that part of the interview process, because I'm sure that Ballard has his own guys that he likes. But Jimmy Irsay likes Pagano. He wants him to succeed. And let's not forget, Pagano's had success. But, you know, you look at the organization as a whole. For all of his faults as an owner, Jimmy Irsay stays out of the football end of it for the most part. They had the Kumbaya press conference, but when it comes to meddling as such, he doesn't really do much of it. He doesn't see himself as, I know more than you do because I own the team. Now, evidently, at least for one season, Chris Ballard has no issue with working with Chuck Pagano. But he's also going to have to look at what will probably be another season, unless he happens to just grab some personnel immediately that can help out Andrew Luck. And if you look at guys that... You got to have a quarterback. Let's state the obvious. You looked at the Final Four, as Joe and I talked about. And you have to have a quarterback. They got one. So that's a real good area to be in, you know? But they're unfortunately also in the position of when they do draft, they always end up with these guys that they just, you know, they end up with those middle picks that they end up not having big impact sometimes, you know, but they're 14th this year. They don't have much of a pass rush. Robert Mathis is stepping out. You know, where do they go with the 14th pick? Do they trade down? Because it certainly appears to be a top-heavy draft. I mean, the particular draft board I'm looking at has Derek Barnett from Tennessee. He's a good player. You know, but he's certainly not somebody that you'd go, gee whiz, you know, we gotta have that. So where do they go? Do they go weapons? Does somebody drop? You know, maybe Mike Williams, who just played so damn well in the championship game. But Buffalo's losing their entire receiving core, so we'll see how that plays out. If he falls, do you go Fournette? I mean, if he got to 14, which would never happen, you better draft him, or if I'm Jimmy Irsay, I fire him on the spot. You know, it's, again, you're in that rock and the hard place. You're just good enough to win some games, and you're just good enough to lose some games. Put you right in the middle of the draft board. Yeah, we'll see. But again, you're at least on the surface, and this is why I like the 49ers situation better than Indianapolis in one degree. Everybody is on the same page. You're starting from scratch. Where I like it for Indianapolis is you're finally getting a guy in there that, from all accounts, can evaluate talent. So it's not only evaluating talent in the draft, it's evaluating with whatever flexibility you have with the cap, bringing in those red chip guys, as Joe and I like to call them. You know, you've got to get Luck some weapons. You've got to get him a running game. And more than likely, that's the side of the ball that they'll have to start on. I would be surprised, quite frankly, if they didn't. And I'll tell you why. In two words, the Atlanta Falcons. Now, they've got him a guy who's finally grown into the role and has become an impact guy in Vic Beasley. But their defense is still suspect, and we'll see how that plays out on Sunday. But if you look at the overall picture of the Atlanta Falcons, it's all about offense. It's prolific. A prolific running game, a prolific passing game. The best wide receiver in football, if not certainly one of the top three. And a quarterback that can get him the ball. Well, you know, Dan Quinn's no fool. He played to his strength. Now, they will try to win or lose the Super Bowl. They will try to complement because they're pretty set on offense right now. Unless somebody just falls into their lap that they cannot go away from, I would imagine they'll address defense. And they'll probably be a contender to get back next year. It would, you know, these windows stay open for brief periods of time. When you're Indianapolis, I think you go to work on that blueprint and you say to yourself, okay, we've got one of the five best quarterbacks in football. We can't keep them upright. So where do we start? Do we start in the trenches? Is there the running back there? Do we trade down? Do we grab wide receivers? You know, the future be wide open and the possibilities are endless, but the ship don't be sinking. And I truly think that's where Indianapolis can make a move. And if they can do that, you know, if they can do that, then they'll be back pretty quickly. And, you know, look, that's where you want it to happen. And maybe Chris Ballard can do this. It's certainly been met with more warmth than the John Lynch hiring is. But quite frankly, I feel both are valid. You know? Indianapolis, they're not too far away. And just because of the quarterback, that's it. Two really good wide receivers. We'll see how it plays. More football on the other side.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's been a lot of NFL. And rightfully so, because when you're determining the course of franchises, boy, you better get it right at a couple of things. Number one, quarterback. It supersedes everything else. Number two, general manager. Then your head coach. You always fire a head coach. But those GMs, they need to be the right guys making the right decisions. And I have to be honest, I'm looking at Mike Wells' article on ESPN, and I could not disagree with him more. And, you know, he's talking about the, you know, has talented skill position players such as T.Y. Hilton and Dante Moncrief. T.Y. Hilton, yeah, Dante Moncrief caught 30 balls this year. So if Williams drops, or one of those other wide receivers drops to 14, and they're sitting there, I'd take them in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think about it. Your strength is on offense. Like I said, the blueprint is Matt Ryan. They went from collapsing last year when he had nobody to throw the ball to other than Julio Jones to putting a substantial running attack together, getting a complimentary receiver, easy for me to say, and Mohamed Sanu, where at least they had to pay attention to him. And they're in a Super Bowl. I'm not saying the Colts are going to go to the Super Bowl, but they got $50 million in salary cap space. 5-0. And old Chris is going to spend it wisely. Or at least they better hope Ballard does. But with that $50 million, you know, some pedestrian defensive player in the middle of the draft, that's not going to get it done. If you have an impact offensive player that's there, or an offensive lineman that you think can get it done. And the reason why I say that, I mean, look, you know, people who are projected in that situation. Now, the only exception I could see is if Jabril Peppers is still sitting there. Because, like I said, a creative defensive mind, please. I would grab that kid in a heartbeat and turn him loose all over the field. And then I can understand why you would make that play on defense. I really do. The guy is just, he's a freak. And there's going to be people who are afraid to draft him in the top of the draft because of the fact that he's not, quote unquote, a guy with a position. I make a position for him. We'll call it defensive freak. You bring him from all angles, all over the field, everywhere. Sometimes he's at linebacker, sometimes he's at safety. I don't understand why supposed intellectual minds in the National Football League can't project that Jabril Peppers can be an impact player because you can just make him the focal point of your defense and just make sure that offensive never know where he's coming from. Coverage, linebacker, pass rush, whatever the circumstances are. And there's two guys in that draft, in this draft this year. And the other one's on offense. And that's Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's going to be a hell of a football player in the National Football League if he's used right. If he's not used right, he won't succeed. And the same thing with Peppers. If he's not used right, if he gets drafted by a team that says, you're a linebacker, he's going to be good. He's not going to be great. If he gets drafted by a team that says, you're a safety, he's going to be good. He's not going to be great. He's got to be with a creative defensive mind that recognizes the talent that he has and just use him the way great defensive coordinators do. And the same thing with McCaffrey. Well, with the Colts sitting there at 14, I don't think they're going to grab McCaffrey. But when you look at what goes on before them, you know, first of all, they have this particular mock I'm on has the Jets taking Deshaun Watson. And that ain't going to happen. I'm telling you right now. And if it does, then McCagnan needs to be fired. But, you know, you're talking about Myles Garrett, this one has Trubisky going to the 49ers, which remains to be seen. Maybe Kyle Shanahan brings him in and he likes him. Jonathan Allen for the Bears. See, I think Trubisky's probably the guy that goes to Chicago. Jacksonville takes Dalvin Cook, which I'm not so sure about that either. Jamal Adams to the Titans, which makes sense. Jets, as I said, Malik Hooker, big-time safety out of Ohio State. Leonard Fournette going to the Panthers. I see him going to the Jets, but we'll see how that plays out. Solomon Thomas out of Stanford. But then when you start getting into it, when you get from 10 to 14, Mike Williams going to the Bills, which is entirely possible with their free agent wide receiver situation. Reuben Foster, Tease Tabor, DeShone Kizer going to Arizona, which, you know, I mean, Carson Palmer is getting there. Kizer would certainly have the opportunity to learn, and Bruce Arians is the guy to teach him. But then Indianapolis, Derek Barnett, and I just don't see it. Like I said, this is where I see Peppers. This is where I see, and I'll give you another name from our friend P.J. Fleck, who took the Minnesota job, Corey Davis. Because I'll tell you what, if he's sitting there and the Colts don't grab him, the Eagles will. And, I mean, look, why not grab a guy who's 6'3 with 4'4 speed, even though he played in the MAC, and give another weapon to Andrew Luck? And you talk about taking pressure off T.Y. Hilton. All the rookie hazing that goes on. They may let Corey Davis come in and haze the veterans if they could get him. You know, and from then in, and again, whether or not you want to go on the offensive line, you know, Ramchick out of Wisconsin. It's funny, my Outland Trophy guys. A lot of them are, you know, Cam Robinson. They had him drop, and he won the Outland. He was my number one pick too when I cast my vote. But Ryan Ramchick out of Wisconsin. You know, I mean, look, they have a lot of need, so we'll see how it plays out. But I like the hire. Pagano's probably on the way out, but we'll see how it plays. Hey, look, you know, you put the right pieces around Luck. They get to 9-7. They get back in the playoffs. Ryan will have a job. I mean, Pagano will have a job. So we'll see. Now, the story that it kind of flew under the radar a little bit, but actually it's a pretty lousy story, to be perfectly honest. You know, Teddy Bridgewater, it looks like, is not going to play next year. Now, his agent's denying it. The team's denying it, but it leaked out from somewhere. They have themselves covered, you know, with Bradford, who played really well. Lord knows they have to get weapons around him. Do you move forward with AP? That's the big decision they're going to have to make. I think they almost have to, and hope that he just has another couple of years left. It's a tough situation. It's a real tough situation for the Vikings. And, you know, he dislocated the knee, which is devastating. Tore multiple ligaments on a non-contact, you know. But they can't rush him back. They obviously can't. And team doctors have said he needs 19 months to recover. And that was at the time. Horrible. March of next year. Oof. And, you know, they're falling into that gray area, too, in that they got to decide whether or not to pick his option up which creates a whole different set of issues. It's, you know, if he's not going to be able to play, and then there's no guarantee he's going to be able to play in the future. I mean, you talk about being stuck. What a horrible situation for all parties involved. For the franchise, for the kid. And what a horrible situation it really is. We'll pick it up there. Talk about that for a couple seconds and then get into the rest of the world of sports right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport: football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. I'm bouncing off some of the mocks here because we're talking about teams with definite issues. And, you know, again, don't forget the story with Bridgewater. It's bad in so many ways, in that, you know, this kid, maybe he comes back, maybe he doesn't. When you consider how bad he plummeted when he was coming into the league, and, you know, he just had that bad pro day and it really did him in, and, you know, but he landed on his feet and he really was doing the job for Minnesota, and now this. And Minnesota is really stuck. I mean, how do you offer to pick up the money on a kid that may never play football again? And that's a hard, cold thing to have to be talking about. They didn't want to give the season away, so They made the trade for Bradford, so they don't have their number one pick this year. That goes to Philadelphia. And they don't have a pick until number 43, at least as of right now. We're on this particular draft, and I like to move them around. I'm sorry, I'm wrong about that. Not 43, they have 46. Donta Foreman out of Texas. 6'1", 250. And a running back, which I get it. I mean, it's where do you go at that point? You know, the stud offensive linemen in theory are off the board. You can't roll the dice with your only draft pick on something that's not pretty much a sure thing. They have a first-rate defense. And, you know, again, and I'm just scrolling along here, they don't pick again until pick 80, where Taylor Moton out of Western Michigan, and that's an offensive tackle. And he's projected to be pretty good in this league. You know, again, the small school being held against him. But, yeah, and then that's it till round four. And pick 120. So unless they're able to make some movement, maybe sacrifice a future number one, if they see some talent that they want to grab, it's going to be tough. And, I mean, you know, when you look at Minnesota's team, in theory, offensively, they should be much better than what they are. But, you know, look, it Laquon Treadwell had a, you know, you talk about a potential bust of all time. This is a guy that barely cracked the rotation. 9 games, 1 catch for 15 yards. Now, I don't know if he can't, you know, run the routes. I mean, it was to the point where he was inactive for a bunch. Some due to injury, to be fair. But some due to the fact that he just wasn't grabbing the concept. And he's going to have to be a hell of a lot better in that rotation. I hope he's spending his time in the workout room getting it done. Because when you look at the rest of their core, that ain't putting the fear of God into anybody. You know, Adam Thielen's a nice player. But, you know, please. Stephon Diggs is the guy right now. But again, he played only 13 games. 84 for 903. Better suited as a number two. The guy that, you know, unfortunately for them, it just hasn't played out yet, is Cordarrelle Patterson. And, you know, you look at the stats and it's not so bad. He played in all 16, 52 catches for 453. But with a guy who runs a 4.2 or whatever the hell that they say, and he's unrestricted, I don't know that they're bringing him back. Yeesh. Never panned, at least thus far. You know, like I said, Adam Thielen, Minnesota State, beating him out. And here's another guy. You know, we talk about Niall Davis and Christian McCaffrey and guys like that. You know, they haven't figured out how to use him. Or it could just be that he's not that good. Yeah. Sad. Boy, I don't envy Minnesota. I really don't. That is one tough-ass situation I have to deal with. Because they have so many uncertainties on that roster right now. I mean, whoop. not an enviable seat to be sitting in. Really isn't. And then you saw all the stuff with Zimmer as well. You know, and let's not forget that. So, you know. I want to see how that coaching scenario plays out. Because there's something going on there. Something going on in the NBA, too. It's not all good, let me tell you. It was an amazing game. Amazing game. The Knicks losing in overtime, four overtimes. The Atlanta Hawks. 142-139. Melo drops 45. And this was... You know, was it a clean game? No, it wasn't. A lot of slop in it. But Melo finally fouls out in the fourth overtime, and nobody else stepped up for the Knicks. Derrick Rose out with a bad ankle. So, you know, the option wasn't there. Brandon Jennings tried to pick it up, wasn't able to do it. It was just, you know, it in this season, it kind of encapsulates, it's in a capsule, in a nutshell, two teams that are heading in different directions and why they're heading that way. And both teams played hard. I mean, they gutted it out. They really did. Anybody that thinks they can play four quarters of basketball and then 4 5-minute overtimes, yeah, you need to get your head examined. These guys are just freaking amazing. But, you know, Porzingis played 30 minutes in this game. And why, you know, and he fouled out. Melo fouled out. And there was nobody left to pick up the slack. And that's the story of this team. You know, right now they're a rudderless ship. Rose is obviously a one-year option, and he'll be gone. Jennings is a good, solid player, but he's not going to lead you to a championship, and he's better served as instant offense off the bench. And you look at Atlanta, Millsap with 37, Bazemore with 24, Schroeder with 23. You had complete balance. Howard with 19 and 13. You know, Atlanta's now 28 and 20. Knicks are 21 and 28. And, you know, they had a terrific game a couple of nights ago that looked like it might springboard them forward. They played their asses off last night. But they weren't able to close the deal. And that's what losing teams do. And Phil's got himself a tough situation. I mean, it's pretty obvious he doesn't want Carmelo around. Carmelo's open to the idea of being moved, but it's going to be on his terms. He negotiated that right, and he has that right. They're trying to get a three-team deal done, maybe even four. Maybe bringing Orlando into the mix, as well as the Celtics. And they're trying to make the numbers work. You know, but how do the Knicks make this happen? You know, getting the Clippers draft choice, I mean, it's good. They'd have two draft choices in the first round. But would it be any level of an impact player? Carmelo, he certainly would fill the gaping void in the Clippers situation. But drama abounds. And as the trade deadline gets closer, we're going to see how it plays out. Because there's plenty of it going on. You know, Celtics are talking to the Magic about Vujicic. I don't know how that deal would play itself out, but it certainly would take care of exactly what Joe and I have been talking about, and that is moving Al Horford to the four. Voychik goes to the five. Now, I don't know what Orlando would get out of this. They'd have to get a hell of a lot. And it would start with that number one overall pick, and maybe that's where the temptation is, because Voychik is one hell of a damn good player. And, I mean, if they were able to pry him away, and here's a guy, 14 points, 10 boards, boom. 26 years old. You plug him in the middle, and you never look back. You know, it's are these big splash deals going to happen? I'm more inclined to say yes right now than no. I have to be honest. And I didn't think I would be saying that. Raptors are having another bad year. I mean, Magic are having another bad year. You know, nobody's really getting it done for them. I don't know how this is going to play out for them. It's tough down there. Frank Vogel's in a tough spot. I'm sure he does not want Voychik traded. But, man, if they could put the right package together, starting with that number one overall, I mean, there'd have to be other significant pieces involved. But you also don't want to be taking their garbage. And I'm not calling Zeller garbage or anything like that, but he's certainly not on the level of Voychik. And that's the direction you got to go in. And just hope it plays out. You know, I'm pretty amazed if Orlando makes that deal. But the Celtics apparently are trying to get it done. And Chicago is no different. Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, now you're hearing stuff coming out of management that they don't think Butler's a franchise player that you can build around. Please, ship him to the Knicks. We'll build around him. Can't make it up in the National Basketball Association. Some pretty interesting storylines. And meanwhile, Greg Popovich continues to smile. I don't blame him. Get back to wrap it up right after this.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. It's been a good show. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, the NBA is so fluid. And you look at the Clippers situation. If they could get Carmelo, it answers so many of their scoring needs. He fits right into their style. And I think both teams need to make this work. And I like Carmelo. I the knocks on him, he's a ball stopper, the ISO player. Well, he is. He's also one of the great scorers in the game. And has been since the moment he set foot on the court. He's exactly what the Clippers need. Do I think it puts them over the top? No, I don't think so, but it gets them closer. And I think when Chris Paul is healthy, a big if, and when Blake Griffin is healthy, a big if, they all of a sudden have a pretty formidable lineup to put out there against Golden State and against Pop. But, we'll see. With the Bulls, I look at this team and I'm trying to figure out why they don't win. And then I see, it's a declining Dwayne Wade. It's a Jimmy Butler who doesn't get along with management and evidently Dwayne Wade. I don't know. And then there's Rajon Rondo, who could kill any team. Why they signed him is just beyond me, but it's a one-year deal. They'll be rid of him. Guy that's going to pay the price is Fred Hoiberg. ultimately. Fred, you should have stayed in Ames. You'd have been better off. Honest to God. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert for keeping it all together. Not always the easiest to task. Thanks to you as well for listening in. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.